Welcome to the 113th Decentennial Masquerade Supernatural. On behalf of the committee, it's my pleasure to greet wizardous, haunted, and mystical folks from all walks of life and death to tonight's gathering.
Hello, darling. It's been too long. I didn't mean to startle you, dear. Did you really think this little mask meant I wouldn't be able to recognize you? Please. I know your shape, your scent, and the very rhythm of your footfalls. Besides, as soon as you opened your pretty little mouth chatting with that wolf brute at the door, the whole ballroom knew there was a siren here. You can't hide that voice. Shall we get a drink together? For old time's sake? 2 glasses of Prosecco, please. Oh no, don't drink the blood here. The committee has to get it in bulk from the hospitals for events such as this. It's terribly watered down, ultra-pasteurized stuff. I brought a flask of my own virgin blood I'd be happy to share with you. Wouldn't you like to know? My supplier's identity is a closely guarded secret. If the committee knew where I was getting this good stuff, they would suck him dry. Perhaps literally. I couldn't help but notice none of your sisters joined you in attending tonight. Of course, the mortals and their border control has certainly become a nuisance in recent years. So, that werewolf you were talking to earlier, are you two here together? I know it's not any of my business, but I can smell him on you from where he was touching your back. That blasted mongrel odor intermingled with your own lovely scent of the sea. It's infuriating for someone so perfect to be tainted by... No, I am not jealous. Ridiculous. I'm just concerned is all. Werewolves are, well, you know, not that you can handle that. You are quite obviously able to take care of yourself, given that, I mean, you haven't been torn to pieces by a werewolf. That's great. Even if I was jealous, well, it wouldn't matter at all. You can go on living your undead life without any of my unsolicited input. Even if he gives you fleas. Really? You're not together? Or with anyone? That's fantastic. That's fine. It's not that I'm glad that you're single, it's just that... Well, no. It is exactly that. Please excuse me for losing my manners. It's been nearly a century since we last met. I suppose that I've forgotten what a mess you make of me. But some things I could never forget. Like that voice. I am far from the first man to fall under your spell. And your scent. It's irresistible to someone like me. It makes me so desperately needy for a taste. What I wouldn't give for a taste of you right now. Please don't tease me. Save your cruelty for the sailors. If you keep going like that, it will be difficult for me to control myself. Is that what you want? We could leave right now and get some privacy. No, I don't care about missing the music. In fact, I'd be glad to skip it. Once you start singing, every being here will be rabid for you. But I don't intend to share you. Don't feign surprise. We're all monsters here. We want all to howl our claims and mark our territory one way or another. Let's go. This way. Flying would be faster, but as I recall, you're not so fond of leaving the ground. Some things never change. Oh, I have to taste you. Down on your shoulder. It won't bleed much or leave too much of a mark. Then, I promise, I'll kiss it and make it feel better. But I'll take my time getting down there. Sometimes the best part of drinking is the anticipation. These scars are from me, aren't they? My darling, you know I don't want to hurt you, but I can't deny the desire to mark you everywhere, to make sure every witless mortal who lays on you sees that you're mine. It would probably be the last thing they see, and curse my already damned soul if that idea doesn't excite me. Just a nibble here. You taste like you're home by the sea. Salt in a storm, powerful and violent. I can't help but think of the nights we spent on the shore over a century ago now. I haven't been back to the ocean since we parted. Too much of it is awfully bright now. Damn condominiums on every stretch of sand. To go back to the rocks would mean going back to you. The wound is dripping down your chest. Surely you don't mind if I clean that up for you? And if I may, pull your dress down to get each and every drop. Siren blood may affect my kind even more than your voice. Would you sing for me? You know the tune. The song that was only for me and no one else. You know I'd do anything to hear it. I'll get down on my knees and push up your dress and give you anything, everything to hear you sing for me. Please. You know, those accustomed to polite society would be quite scandalized at a woman not wearing any underclothes. But we gave up on polite society long ago, didn't we? I can smell the desire of your sex. If we wait any longer, the whole party will come sniffing it out. Please, sing for me and I'll give you what you need. If I just touch you here, only lightly brushing my fingers over your clit. Yes, that's the sound I need to hear. You needn't concern yourself with hurting me. Go ahead. Pull at my hair with your claws. Pull me right where you want me. Here, deep between your legs. Just one taste was not enough. Everywhere else you're salty, but here you're delectably sweet. Yes, just like that, darling. Don't stop singing. Don't stop telling everyone that can hear you that you're mine. All mine. The skin here on your thighs is quite smooth against my face. So soft and... Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. No more biting. I swear by the count. Please. You know I'm desperate for you. Do you intend to toy with me like a mortal? Bringing me so close only to deny me? Your torture cannot kill me, but it certainly makes me wish for death. What are you... Oh! Oh! Yes, please, sit on me. Smother me, drown me, do whatever you want. I could stay here for a century. There's no place I'd rather be than between your legs. Tasting you, drinking you, every drop from your cunt in your thighs, your sex mingled with the blood from my bite. It's maddening. It's perfect. Oh, I need it. All of it. Come for me and I will drink everything that you give me. Yes, darling, yes. Sing and scream and come for me. I lied earlier. I never forgot how you made me a mess. I never forgot that I was addicted to your taste. Let me take off this ridiculous mask. You've really made a mess of it. Maybe it's completely ruined. That was a gift from the Medici. You're not satisfied, darling? Fuck, what do you think you're doing rubbing my trousers like that? Yes, of course I'm hard for you. That's the power of a siren song, even making dead men feel achingly alive. You really want me inside you? Have I earned that, mistress? Oh, I remember the games we used to play during those long winter nights up north. You would tease me for hours until I was a sniveling, desperate mess. Your immortal pet. But I'm not the one who's desperate now, am I? Get up against the wall. You want me like this? Then sing for me. Let me grab one leg, yes, wrap around me so I can push you like this. You feel amazing, darling. But if you want me to move, you had better open that pretty mouth. Yes, don't stop. You can't stop while I thrust in and out of you. Oh, keep moaning our song while I mark your neck. Oh, and bleed you. Don't stop while I take everything from you. While I give you exactly what you need. Oh, you love to toy and torment the mortals, but they could never satisfy your needs. They could never survive your song. But I can. I can give you everything. And take everything, and every damned beast at this party will know that you're mine. Is that what you want? You want the werewolf brutes to smell me on you? You want to bear your blood and scars and prove that you're mine even after all these years? All the vampires will know that I've marked you, claimed you. Yes, sing and cry and tell everyone, you only sing for me. You only moan like this for me. Because I am the only one who fucks you like you need. Desperate for me. Human men never get to this point, do they? No, your bloodlust is too powerful. But you don't need blood right now. You need me. You need my cock filling you up and spilling you inside you. No one else can do that for you. No one else can fill you like I can. So you only sing like this, moan like this, for me. After all these years, you still need this. You still need me. Oh, yes. Your song, in my ear. And my cock so deep in your wetness. My, siren. Now everyone will know. Good. I want them all to know that you're taken, that you're mine. Oh. Now, are you satisfied, dear? If you want more, all you have to do is sing for me. Unless you'd like to come up with some more creative uses for that pretty mouth. I suppose I should feel some remorse for getting blood all over your dress. But it's only fair since you ruined my mask. Besides, the crimson suits you. Oh, and we can get back to the party, darling. But I'll be taking you with me at the end of the night. Just one taste is never enough.